Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Laura Norton, and I have been coming to Holden Village since 2004, about every summer, 2004, and now it's 2018. And we were actually on staff the winter of 2008-2009, my family and I. We have a really strong connection to Holden Village, just in terms of our loving the place and loving the people and the community. And I've been a calligrapher for about 30 years, even though I studied accounting in college and became a CPA. I always studied calligraphy and just loved the visual art of calligraphy and the discipline of it, and then the freedom of it as well. Recently, I had the honor of painting the buses, the names on the buses of Holden Village. There are 8 buses, so 8 names on the front of the buses, and then Holden Village on the sides of the buses. And that was one of the most unique calligraphy jobs I've done in the last 30 years, I guess I'd say. But the way I occupy a lot of my time is doing lectionary art. And this week I have a bunch of examples on display in the art gallery in the basement of Chalet 2. And just a little bit about my lectionary art, it follows the Revised Common Lectionary. So every week I create a new design, a new calligraphic design that comes from one of the readings of the Revised Common Lectionary for that week. And what I try to do is to do a visual interpretation of the text, whether it's from the Gospel or the New Testament or the Old Testament reading or the Psalm, that conveys movement in a way that the printed word in Bibles maybe don't do as effectively, for sure visually, just seeing a visual movement. And then spatial relationships between elements, between the words and the images that are created through the calligraphy and design. I try to look at the readings, the text readings, and see what sort of a mood I want to convey, what sort of tone or texture the words bring out, and just try to portray that visually. And it comes out oftentimes as a visual song or a visual lament, depending on what the words say. And it's my way of doing a weekly spiritual practice. And it's sort of a prayer as well as a physical action and as well as a design and something that I really love doing and sharing with churches around the country. So this week I'm actually teaching a class called Justice Journals. And what that means is we're making a small 8-page book out of one sheet of paper, a simple, small book, with the purpose being to learn and practice calligraphy, a couple of different calligraphy tools, and keeping in mind the themes that we're talking about this week at Holden Village of justice, how we see that through our faith and how we see that through our spirituality and just in our community. So a lot of us are taking quotes around justice from the Bible, from other sacred texts, or from people who've been justice workers over time, Martin Luther King or Dorothy Day or others. So taking those words and writing them out calligraphically in a way that helps people to slow down and deliberately form the words and the shapes of the words, and again, giving it movement, and really just the act of writing those words is a way for people to give them some physical presence to reinforce their commitment to those words and to reinforce the meaning that those words have in their own lives. So it's really meant to be a meditation, and it can also be a product. The book can be a product which people can carry around with themselves and just to remind themselves of the words that are really important to them, they want to hold close to their hearts. So yeah, writing these words in calligraphy helps to give words a sort of a physical presence and reinforces the power of those words in our world. And just the physical act of writing, I think, is an expression of my commitment and other people's commitment to justice that they are trying to seek. Calligraphy and hand lettering has really been a gift to me. I believe that God puts the desire in our hearts for the thing that we really want to do. And God put the desire for me in my heart to practice calligraphy for many decades, for the rest of my life, if I can. Beginners have to pay attention. Every letter that's done in calligraphy, when you're first learning calligraphy, it is more constructing a letter or drawing a letter than you're used to. So it changes the way people write. It's not like your normal handwriting. So you've got to pay attention to the letters. So I think just in the act of paying attention, slowing down, forming the letters, looking at an exemplar to see what they're wanting their letters to look like, and trying to aim for that goal as our beginners, I think that in itself, the slowing down and the remembering to breathe is a spiritual practice. A lot of people sort of hold the breath so they're trying to form the letters, or they're doing something that's uncomfortable because they haven't done it before. So that, I think, becomes a bit of a spiritual practice for them. Just the slowing down and paying attention, that becomes a bit of a prayer as well.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.